Good morning, Stoke Newington family. I have to say that I miss you all and I miss your beautiful faces and cannot wait to be reunited with you all again. But until such a time, I am excited to be able to spend time in devotion with you this morning. The two hymns that I have chosen, hymn number 251, I serve a risen Saviour. He's in the world today and I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, hymn number 251. And the second hymn is hymn number 499. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Having sung both those songs and reflected on the words, I just want to bow our heads for a word of prayer as we go into this devotion. Father God, as we spend a few minutes in devotion now, we invite your Holy Spirit to come and dwell with us, to accept our worship, to accept our praise. And Lord, speak now a word of encouragement to your children, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was asked to share the Wednesday morning devotion, I was in two minds because I started to think about last week, and last week was not a very good week for me. I say that I started to feel really low in myself. My mood dipped significantly as I thought about the suffering and saw the suffering of those around me. I thought about the suffering and pain to our church family. As I started to get phone calls from individuals, and all I wanted to do was drive to them and wrap my arms around them and just support them in their time of need. And I realized because of the lockdown, I wasn't able to be there for them in the capacity I would like to. I started to feel a bit helpless and I started to feel discouraged. As I thought about the uncertainty in the job markets, I started to reflect upon the years of sacrifice and hard work that I had put in to achieve my pilot licenses and the additional certifications I've been doing after the licenses, only to see the airline industry crash and hang in by a thread. Started to wonder what would happen to my job prospects in the future, and I felt a little bit discouraged. And as I speak to people and I hear stories of others going through this lockdown experience, I have come to understand that I'm not alone in these low feelings. I'm not alone in feelings of worry, of anxiety, of depression. There are many of us in isolation feeling the same way. But Asha, are you just going to be doom and gloom today? Of course not. I want to share with you a passage of scripture that's found in Psalms 121. And I'm going to invite you, if you have your Bibles with you, to just turn to Psalms 121. And for those who may be listening to this on the go, driving or on the bus, that's fine. I will read the passage in your hearing. Reading from the New King James Version, David says that I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve you going out and coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? Where does my help come from? David asked. That is a question, not a statement. Where does my help come from when I've lost my job? Where does my help come from when I start to display symptoms of COVID-19? Where does my help come from when they tell me I'm furloughed, but no money has come into my account yet? Where does my help come from when my loved ones are sick and dying? Where does my help come from when my studies have been put on hold? Where does my help come from when I don't know how the bills will be paid this month? Where does my help come from when the doors of our churches are closed? Where does my help come from? But David answers his own question in verse 2 when he says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Who is the Lord? Psalms 18 verse 2 says that the Lord is our rock. He is our fortress. He is our savior. God is our rock in whom we find protection, our shield, the power that saves us and our place of safety. Who is the Lord? Jeremiah 29 verse 11 quotes the Lord as being the one that knows the plans he has towards us. Plans for good and not for evil, to give us hope and a future. Who is the Lord? Psalm 27 and verse 1 says that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Who shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Who is the Lord? When we read in verse 3 of the same passage, Psalms 121, David lets us know that this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You know why I get excited here? Because I realize that God is not a man. He doesn't get weary or bogged down and overwhelmed and tired and fatigued. When God is looking out for you, and when God is watching over you, and when God is standing by your side, he doesn't need to take a break. He doesn't need a time to recover. When God is standing by your side, he will be there 24/7. He will be there where even when you are asleep, he's still standing guard. But not only is it that he won't sleep, but he says the Lord, in verse 5, is your keeper. Now, that one there is deep. I know we have become so self-sufficient over the years that we don't understand the concept of relying on anyone else other than ourselves. But what was so amazing to me is that when I was speaking to my friend this weekend, we were talking about the pigeons. Yes, the pigeons. As I thought about the pigeons that we have here all around London, I noticed that the pigeons have not started to slim down. The pigeons are not becoming anorexic and dying of starvation. The pigeons are still as fat and healthy as ever. I'm thinking there are no tourists in Trafalgar Square to be feeding them anything. We are no longer going out to restaurants and throwing our food waste around the place. There's no school children with the chicken and chips to throw the box on the floor for the pigeons to eat up. And I'm thinking, what are the pigeons eating? How are they not worried and stressed and wondering where their next meal is coming from? But yet, in the same way, how the pigeons are confident that some way how the meal will be provided, the same way that God has been providing for the pigeons of London, the vermin out there of London, how much more so will our Heavenly Father provide for us, his own children? The Lord is your keeper. When I was out in Spain, I remember the times. Had zero income as I was a full-time student. I was so far in my overdraft that the card was pretty much blocked. I could not spend anything else on there. The school was hounding me for money, so all any money that came from my family, it went straight onto school fees. Had no way of buying food. I had no one to turn to, no family house to go to. I'm in Spain. But yet still, for those 6 months straight, God sustained me. And if God was able to do that back there in Spain, how much more so is God able to do that for us now? As we are in this period of uncertainty, it is easy to worry about bills. It is easy to worry about food, provisions. It's easy to even worry about our health. But I want to encourage someone that our Almighty Father in heaven, He sees our worries and our concerns. And He reminds us today that He will not allow you to slip. He won't let your foot be moved from where you are standing. He's not going to forget about us and sleep and rest, but He is there watching over us 24 hours a day. He is our keeper, our provider, our sustainer. But watch this one in verse 8. He will preserve us in our going out and in our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the short time that we can spend in devotion. Lord, we know that these are unprecedented times. It's easy to worry, it's easy to be anxious, it's easy to be depressed. But Lord, today we are no longer relying on ourselves, but we are trusting in you, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that nothing can catch you by surprise. So we're trusting that you know best, and it's our prayer that your will be done in our lives. So watch over every person listening to this devotion now. Bless them in a very special way. Bring them comfort where they need comforting. Provide where they need provision. Heal where they need healing. And Lord, we'll be sure to give you all the praise, honor, and glory as we come out of this situation. In good time, I pray. Amen.